USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Could we reach herd immunity by May? Over the weekend, the top doctor on Operation Warp Speed said there could be enough vaccines to reach a threshold of herd immunity in the U.S. by next spring. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes that's achievable. He tells Fox News that with three vaccines possibly available by the end of the year, herd immunity is possible.
So we would hope to be able to start vaccinating in December for individuals there. We have two other, the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccines that also could be coming in the near term, depending on clinical trial data. And as we've said, we believe by that second quarter of next year, we'll have enough vaccine FDA authorized for every American. And that's, of course, what you'd want to do towards getting to vaccine-induced herd immunity.
Monday marked the 14th straight day that the U.S. has set new records for the number of COVID patients hospitalized. According to new data from the COVID Tracking Project, more than 85,000 Americans are currently hospitalized with the disease. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The Federal Aviation Administration gave Boeing's 737 MAX planes the okay last week to resume domestic flights. The jets had been grounded for more than 20 months following a pair of deadly crashes in 2018 and 2019. One airline CEO believes the safety issues that caused those planes to be grounded have been addressed. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says software issues in Boeing's 737 MAX plane that crashed twice and was grounded for the longest period in aviation history have been easily addressed. As far as if people will have issues flying on the Boeing 737 MAX,
I don't think so. The MAX is a great airplane, and the software issue has, I would, in layman's terms, easily been addressed.
That audio courtesy of Axios on HBO. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Data on a third promising coronavirus vaccine was announced Monday. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Another one of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed participants, AstraZeneca, has announced their COVID-19 vaccine is 90% effective in late-stage trials. That now makes three vaccines that could be delivered as early as 2 weeks.
I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December, hopefully, the first people will be immunized across the United States. With the level of efficacy we have, 95%, 70% or so of the population being immunized would allow for true herd immunity to take place.
Operation Warp Speed's Dr. Moncef Slaoui on CNN says herd immunity could be accomplished in the U.S. by May of 2021 if 70% of Americans get the vaccine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
COVID cases and hospitalizations have been on the rise across the country in the last several weeks, with more than 80,000 Americans now hospitalized from the disease. An antibody therapy from drug maker Regeneron received an emergency use authorization from the FDA last week. It was one of the treatments President Trump received while he was hospitalized with COVID-19 in October. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the treatment will begin to be rolled out to hospitals on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.